That was me.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Yeah, I was only a couple minutes late, but still. So, good morning, New Life Assembly. Just going to be teaching you guys this morning and really just discussing the issue. The one thing that really came to my heart was the issue of burdens, essentially. Burdens, particularly the issue of, like, how we help each other with our burdens. And we're going to go over to Galatians 6, and we're going to go through 1 through 5. If you guys want to turn over there, feel free. Okay. And verse number 1, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Blessing. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own work. Then he'll have no reason to boast in himself, not in someone else. For each one should carry his own load. So again, I always like to give you guys a little context of the book that we're reading from. The churches in Galatia, they had Jewish converts and also Gentile converts. They were kind of mixed together. Already at this point, you kind of see that occurring. So the whole reason for Paul writing this letter is to confirm their faith. So especially in the context of, like, that we're saved by faith alone and that we're not saved by works. So that was the main kind of thrust of this whole letter, faith over works. Now, obviously, as you guys know, the faith, works prove someone's faith, but, you know, they don't actually save someone. And verse 1, I'm going to get back to verse 1 because that really, that kind of, I'm going to mention that really throughout the message. But starting in verse 2, we are called as Christians to obviously, you know, carry one another's burdens and to help one another's burdens. If there is someone who's struggling with something, you know, the law, even fulfilling the law, occurs when we assist that person or help that person in whatever it is they're struggling with. And I don't know if does this verse remind you of any something that Jesus said at all when you that you actually fulfill the law when you carry one another's burdens. Remind anyone of anything? I might be getting a little bit abstract here. Does it remind you of something that Jesus said? One of the main things that he said about fulfilling the law.
How the burden is light.
I'm gonna get to that. You're getting a little ahead of me. Okay, I'll just say, what is the greatest commandment?
Love.
Yes, to love. Well, to love God and to love one another. Well, the second one is the first one is to love God, and then the second one is like it, to love one another. Matthew 22:36-40. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. So that, obviously that's the one that heads off and directs all other loves. But then the second one is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And that's actually, and then to continue, on these the two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So all the law and the prophets are fulfilled in our ability to love one another and to be assisting one another and helping one another. And that relates back to Galatians, how the law of Christ is actually fulfilled when we help each other with our burdens. Now, I cannot stress the importance, again, of helping one another and that connectivity between Christians. You guys heard me talk about this before, about how even that ability for Christians to connect with one another, even that is a testimony to unbelievers. Because what happens, John 13:35 says, by this everyone will know you are my disciples if you love one another. So our love for one another actually is a testimony to those who are in the world when they see that, you know. Because naturally in the world, people are what? They're selfish. They don't help one another, and they normally are very, you know,
hostile.
Yeah, hostile. You know, they that's so when it's, when we display the love of Christ, among one another, that's a testimony to those who are outside the world, outside in the world. Again, that automatic synchronization. I don't know if Josh will mind me bringing, you mind me bringing up Reggie really quick? Yeah, I'll bring up Reggie. you know, I went to like a comic book convention, like last weekend, and we were hanging out, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were saying you're bringing one of your friends who was a Christian, mm-hmm. name is Reggie, and you were concerned about, like, oh, you know, I wonder if Rev is going to connect with this guy or not, you know, and I eventually meet his friend, and even I sensed it immediately. There was like that immediate connection with me and his friend, and just that, and I can't testify to how many times that happens, to where, like, you meet another Christian, and it's not saying the other Christian is perfect, or, like, the other Christian is, like, we agree on every single thing, but, like, there should be that immediate connection that happens, you know, because, as the scripture says, deep cries out to deep. It's the spirit of God in you and the spirit common of God ground. In me. Yeah, there's and it goes beyond common ground. You know, even going back to the ground or the, you know, the seed in our, you know, our heart soil, you know, they go to the spirit of God being in both of us. That's actually deep cries out to deep. If you want to go in the psalm, that actually talks about that. And I noticed, you know, Josh noticed that immediate connection between me and his friend, Reggie. And I can go on to that forever. But that just emphasizes the loving one another. That's just another aspect of that, to where there's that help. And this help with one another's burdens, this isn't always like, it can include it. Where, like, I'm helping you, yeah, I might help you financially, or I might be encouraging you, and yeah, that's all part of helping too. But if you read verse 1, what does verse 1 said? If a man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you be tempted. So there's an aspect too, to where, let's say someone's dealing with the burden of sin. They're actually dealing with sin in their lives. Well, part of the way you help with that burden is by, you know, even correcting that person, or you are dealing with trying to, like, speak into that person, and you're, you know, exhorting that person to even leave that sin. Now, the stipulation that verse 1 says to do it in a spirit of gentleness, which, again, I'll get to that in a little bit, because, you know, we're going to talk about verse 1 throughout this entire message. But there's still, that is even helping out someone with their burden. Let's say I'm struggling with some kind of sin. I need you to help me. You know, I need you to help me. I can't do this on my own, you know. And that's just a reality, too. I mean, we're the body of Christ. Some of us are going to be stronger in certain areas, and some of us are going to be weaker in certain areas. And that's where we come as the body of Christ. You know, one person's a hand, one person's a foot. If you want to go into that context, some people have gifts that other people don't have, you know. Some people have things that other people in the body just don't have. So we help one another out. There's one body of Christ. Excuse me. Verse 3. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. So the main thing that hinders us asking for help with our burdens, or even giving help to help someone else with their burdens, is pride. Pride is one of the main things that hinders, you know, us even asking for help with our burdens. So, for an example, let's say receiving help from a burden. Even let's say like monetary help or encouragement or something like that. If someone is caught up in pride, they won't receive that. I can't take that encouragement, you know. They're so caught up in their own situation, they're blinded by that. I even have it to where, you know, I know even us as guys, you know, no, don't, you know, don't help me. I can handle it all on my own. You know, I can handle these situation to situation myself. And that's not true. You know, in the body of Christ, we're called to receive help as well as give help. And if you're struggling in a particular area, let's go back into the burden of sin even. If a person's struggling in a particular area, if they're proud, they're not going to be able to, you know, they're not going to be able to receive any help in that particular area. And they're going to be like, well, I'm fine. I can do this all on my own, you know. And even think, too, like if someone's, again, they're struggling with a burden of sin, because really that's coloring this entire, you know, passage, really. This is the burden of sin. They're struggling with a certain area. Like, if that person doesn't admit that, hey, like, let's say to, like, Matt, hey, mate, Matt, you know, I'm struggling with this. Like, how will Matt be able to help, like, me if I'm, you know, if I don't tell him that, you know? Right. I have to drop, you know, my pride, and I have to be like, Matt, you know, I'm struggling. And really, all of us are dealing with a lot of the same stuff. I mean, let's be honest. All of us are dealing with a lot of the same stuff. There's nothing really new. There's no sin that has overtaken man that is. I'm horrible. I gotta memorize these verses better. There's no sin that has overtaken man that is not. Oh man! Basically, that verse is talking about how all sin is pretty much. We all deal with a lot of the same stuff, you know. And there's no temptation that is like bizarre to man. It's all pretty much on the same like level. So therefore, we should have no reason to be like proud or ashamed, you know, because really we're all sinners in the eyes of God, and we're all trying to help. We're all saved by the blood of Christ, ultimately. We're not saved by our own works of our own hands. So even giving help, I'll even touch upon that. Verse 1, the need to restore one another in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. This is one verse I always kind of found interesting, because there's that need to restore, as even we're dealing with other people, the need to restore one another in a spirit of gentleness. So, as restoring one another, we can't like have this spirit of like harshness or pride as we're trying to deal with another person. Now, of course, there's sometimes where you have to be harsh. You know, there's, in terms of like strict, I guess I want to say, like strict is a better word. Tough love. Even Matt, we were talking earlier about the whole teacher and the student situation, where there's some people. There's some people you can't help. You got to just cut them off. You know, there's some people you have to cut off. You can't help them. But in terms of the body of Christ, there's that need to speak into one another with a spirit of gentleness. Galatians brings up this one thing to where if you don't help someone else in the spirit of gentleness, and you operate in like a pride as you're dealing with another person who's dealing with their burden of sin, there's the risk that you yourself can fall in that same sin. And that's crazy to think that, like, okay, like I'm correcting someone in their sin, and I have no mercy as I'm correcting that person. Scripture's saying that you actually have the possibility of you yourself falling in that same sin. it's like a irony, you know, that occurs, you know, like a poetic justice, I guess, that occurs, you know. And so even the issue of the spirit of gentleness and dealing with someone's burden in that spirit of gentleness, it's not so much even that you're just being nice, but it's also protection for you. It's not just, I'm being nice to that person. It's also an issue of you being protected from pride and falling in the same sin. Verse 4. Each one should test his own work, then he'll have no reason to boast in himself. Again, you see that pride, where that can boasting can be an issue that can hinder someone. Verse 5 is the one verse I also always thought was kind of interesting as well. Verse 5, for each one should carry his own load. And that's an odd statement, because Paul just called for us to help one another with our burdens, but we all must carry our own load, too. So that might seem like a bit of a contradiction. It's like, what? You know, like we need to help each other with our burdens, but
supposed to just give it to somebody. You fix my
problem. Right, and you well, you can't. Like no, like
there's no transference.
Yeah, there's no transference. Yeah, there's no transference. I can help you with your Christian walk. I can help you. You know, and you have this. Obviously, you have to come. You know, to me or whoever. You know, for help. You know, and God calls for that. But at the end of the day, you yourself obviously need to live out the Christian life yourself, you know. So you yourself need to make the godly decisions, you know, yourself, you know. the ultimate example of this, I think, is displayed even in Jesus Christ himself, to where you have Jesus walking to the Calvary, and he's carrying the cross. And he's walking, you know, you see him beaten with a cat of nines and everything. And as he's walking, he needed help from Simon of Cyrene. And he comes, so Simon of Cyrene, he comes to help him. And he helps him get over to Calvary. But obviously, Jesus had, you know, Jesus himself, that the cross is something that only he can really completely carry. So Simon, obviously, he's just a human being. But there's only one person who could bleed for our, shed his blood for our sins and die for our sins. That was Jesus. Like, there's only one person who could do that. But Simon was able to at least help him with the cross to get him over to the where he was supposed to go to. And that, I think, personally, is the ultimate example of that. In our lives, we're called to carry our cross. We have a cross that we have. And it's really for us, you know. I can't give you like Matt here or John here. Here's my cross, you know. Here, I want you to carry my cross for me. No, it's for me. It's for me to carry. I can, you know, you can help me carry it. You can help me here and there, but ultimately, I'm the one who needs to complete the task that God has given me. So, yeah, ultimately, Everyone must carry their own load. I can't carry yours. You can't carry mine. I can help you, but ultimately you must make your own decision. Even going back to the teacher thing, which was an interesting, you know, even conversation with that. Even with the role of like the teacher, I mean, you have a student who's struggling, you know. Sometimes they are legitimately struggling with home stuff, you know. But you as the teacher, I've noticed that you can only help the student, like, so much. Like, ultimately, the responsibility and the burden and the load is on the student. You know, they have to complete the things themselves. You can't sit up there doing their work for them, you know. You can't, you know, that's not right to the other students, yourself or the student himself. So you can help them, but the student's going to either complete the work themselves or not complete the work. They either complete the work and pass the class or themselves, like, fail. And I've noticed that some teachers, they're trying, oh, we're going to help him. We're going to help him every. And it's like, no, just let him. If he's going to fail, let him fail. Let the student fail. There's only, you can help them, but if they're making a decision, you can't, like, baby the person along, you know. If they fail, that actually will help the person learn, you know, in the future.
If he himself was trying.
If he himself was trying.
Yeah. If he's not going to try, he's not
going to
make it.
No. And I noticed even, and I don't want to get too far off topic, but at least if the student is trying, there's like, okay, there's mercy. And normally that kid is asking for your help. That kid who's actually trying, normally in that context, that kid is asking for your help. And he's legitimately trying. But normally the kid who doesn't ask for your help at all and just doesn't do the work, how can you help that person? You know, at least, you know, ask for my help and come to me, you know. we have our own burden, but what does Jesus say in Matthew 11:28-30? Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, in this context, I want to clarify. Really with this, Jesus is talking about the burden of the religious systems that the Pharisees were putting on the people. Just to clarify. And with this, Jesus is saying that, hey, these people are putting all these, you know, different, you know, things, you know, like things on you, but my burden is light. My burden is light. And what Jesus was really talking about is not obviously not a physical burden, but a spiritual burden. Jesus himself carried the perfect burden of the law. He carried the perfect burden. And he completed it with perfect obedience down to the end. So remember the context of Galatians 2 is the whole issue of faith over the works of the law and us trying to fulfill the works of the law and trying to complete that. Like when with our faith in Christ, Jesus Christ, he perfectly fulfilled the law. And so we can actually give our burdens to Jesus, even though it might be heavy. We can ultimately give all our burdens, not just, you know, what the context. We can give it to him, and he'll actually give us, he'll make our burden actually light. He'll actually lighten our burden. Obviously, this is not a credit card to sin, you know. This is not us, like, we can do whatever we want, you know. But it is just a testimony to how Jesus Christ, even as we're going through our own life, we have our burden, but ultimately, he gives us a light burden. So, any questions? Any comments at all? Any? Okay. It wasn't very long today. It was just like 22 minutes. Okay.
That verse is, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond that you are able. With the temptation, will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Can you repeat that again?
No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
Cool. Thank you.
1 Corinthians 10:13. New King Jimmy.
Excellent. Yes, we're all dealing with pretty much a lot of the same stuff. I mean, seriously, there's no reason to be like proud and to hinder, you know, like, hey, I need help or something. So, okay. Can we end us in prayer here? We can dismiss. Father God, we lift up today, Lord. Lord, we just pray. Lord, help us, Lord, to... Lord, humble us, Lord. Lord, bring us to where we need to be, Lord. Lord, even going back to the issue, Lord, of the heart soil, Lord. Lord, break up the fallow ground in us, Lord. Lord, even the issue of, like, hard ground, Lord, kind of even relates to like even like pride, Lord. That stubbornness that won't be moved, Lord. So we pray for that, Lord. Soften our hearts, Lord. Make it to where we can help one another with our burdens, Lord, as we continue in this life, Lord. So we pray for that, Lord. I pray even too, Lord. remove any kind of like. Thorns and thistles, Lord. I know Matt's going to be talking about that next week, Lord. Remove any thorns and thistles and overgrowth in our hearts, God. Lord, I lift that up to you today, Lord. Help us to come into service tomorrow just with ears ready to receive to whatever it is you're saying, God. And Lord, we thank you for another day of life. Lord, I pray just for, Lord, guidance as all of us go through the rest of this day, Lord. And we lift up today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.